Jack Viney, injured demon, joins us in the box here at the G. Friday Night Lights, return for the D's here for the first time in a couple of years. Jack, it must hurt to be sitting up here rather than out there as the team warm up right now. Welcome, mate.
Yeah, g'day, guys. It does hurt a bit. First time I've had a Friday night game since I've been at the club. So, yeah, frustrating. That's right, frustrating not to be out there. But, you know, that's footy and I'm sure I'll get another opportunity.
Frustrating for you too to get the injury when you did, because the season started so well individually for you, but also for the team with that big win first week. Obviously the second week wasn't quite as good, but some positive signs nonetheless.
Yeah, no, I was happy with my start to the year, so it's obviously frustrating to get the injury, but I guess there's no good time to get injured. But yeah, it happens.
What is the injury and just how long are you on the
sidelines? How did it happen? Take us through how it happened.
Well, happened the first 2 minutes of the game and then played the rest of it out.
That's right, that's right. Toughed it out, but unfortunately it happened quite late in the game. I just got a tackle from Tom Scullin. His knee just collided with the side of just below my knee. Unfortunately, there's not much padding there. And it was just bone on bone, and it just caused a little crack. At the time, I thought it was a corky, but it kind of just didn't heal like one. So I got a scan that said, yeah, there's just a small fracture there.
So why did you play on?
I just thought it was a corky, and there wasn't long. I knew it wasn't long to go.
About that.
You don't reckon I've had a corky? My kid's corky.
So yeah, I just thought it was a corky at the time, and just hobbled around for a couple of minutes before the sign went. That's it.
Well, what's been the mood like in the build-up to tonight's game? As we said, big game for the club, and even last week, some chances that you missed in front of goal. The result could have been different.
Yeah, no, we're really happy as a team. You know, the performances we're dishing out, and last week against Adelaide, we're really happy with it. You know, they're obviously a really strong team in form at the moment, and we felt like we competed well, and the game was there to be won. And we think if we bring that again tonight, we'll come away with a win.
Jack, is it the first time for a long time, and I know you're only new to the club, but your old man's been around for a long time, that the club just feels like it has that stability that it needed finally?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we've got Paul Roos in at the moment, who's been fantastic, and he's brought along all his coaching and his coaching staff. And then we've got
very Sydney, isn't it, at the minute?
Yeah. We've got a lot of guys from Sydney, so it's good though. Like, they're all on the same page and know what's going on. And you know, guys like Simon Goodman and Brendan McCartney, who they've bolstered the development side of things. It's a really good feel at the club, and we feel like we've got good structure in place there.
It's sort of ironic, I reckon, that the first game, you were outstanding against Gold Coast, and then there was a bit of a disaster against GWS, and pretty honourable last week against the Crows. Now, if you'd looked at those three games pre-season, you would have thought the GWS one was the one you might have won and not so much the other two, and it's sort of been the other way around. So I didn't see the GWS game, but what happened? I mean, how'd you go from
quarter time and then just fell off?
I'm asking the guy that actually played.
Yeah, I'm just helping him along.
Well, we're pretty happy with our first half, and then unfortunately we just couldn't win the football. We started moving away from the football, and they were just harder at the contest than us, and it's pretty hard to do much when you don't have the footy. So
has did post that game Roosie make the point that perhaps that's the one gap in the armoury still for the younger players, that you need to know how to halt that opposition momentum when it happens before too much damage is done on the scoreboard?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was a message for the whole playing list that we just needed to get back to the footy. When times are getting tough, we need to get back to the footy, win it. And we felt like we did that against Adelaide. Like, the first quarter against Adelaide, we were terrific at that. And that's the standard. That's what we've got to bring every week.
Jack, we talk about matchups all the time when we come here Friday night. Now, the matchup I cannot wait to see is Rewalt v young Tommy McDonald. Tell us about this kid, because his growth this year. I mean, last year you thought, this kid can play.
Hey, literally. Did you see the photo of him in the paper?
He's massive.
He's bulked up.
Just tell us about it, because he's turning himself into one of the best defenders in the competition.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about him too much, because if he gets wind of it, he gets a
big head.
A pretty big head, yeah. But he's had a terrific start to the season. He obviously can play. He's playing with a lot of confidence at the moment, dropping off his direct opponent and taking some pretty big marks and then shutting down his opponent. So yeah, he's obviously developing at a really quick rate, and I'm just looking forward to him tonight playing on Revolt and see what he can do.
Speaking of matchups, we saw Bernie Vinch last week. doing a role, a very strong role on Patrick Dangerfield. You have had some of those tagging roles. What's your own thoughts on tagging or run with or being accountable for, and how do you enjoy those sort of roles?
Yeah, I enjoy the roles. I think they're a really important team role that needs to be done. And if you can kind of nullify one of the opposition's key players, then it's going to help your team quite significantly to try and win. So, yeah, I feel like Bernie did a really good job last week, and I loved the aggression he played with and the mindset he went into that game with. So
Will he do it on someone tonight?
I hope so. Yeah, like I'm not too sure. I guess he would.
Who would your tip be?
Oh, Cochin, I would have thought. Yeah. He's a pretty good player, so I reckon you'd go to him.
Just want to ask about the dynamic of the playing group, because the list has changed so much, and you've come in and been part of that. But I think there's 13 or 14 guys who've come in from other AFL clubs. So how's it been, even from last year to this year? Is it a bit of a getting-to-know-you thing, or do the experienced guys like Lumumba and Garlett, so those guys who've come in, have they immediately become leaders of the team, even though they're new to the club?
Yeah, I guess it's a good question. That has come into the club, and it's almost like they just fit in, and they've been there for a long time. You don't really have this transition phase where you kind of get to know each other. It just feels like you've known them the whole time being at the club. They fit in quite well, and their leadership skills, like Lumumba, that has come out naturally. And at the time, the club was looking for that kind of stuff, so. No, he deserved to be in the leadership group, and he's been doing a terrific job.
What's the biggest thing you have to do tonight, Jack, to get over the line with Richmond? I mean, is it about pressure? We always talk about that, and to me, it is the biggest thing in a game, especially a side that is down the bottom of the ladder and growing. If they don't bring the pressure week in and week out, that's just when you see the big scores against.
Yeah, I agree. I'd like to see us just getting back at the football and, getting numbers to the contest. And if that way, if they win the football, we've got guys there to pressure them. And I think if we can do that, then we're a good chance of winning tonight.
Now, I have to ask you this. I've been dying to ask you this. Your old man was a pretty good junior tennis player. When you were a kid, did you manage to make any money out of the greatest urban myth in Australian football, that Todd Viney beat Boris Becker in a junior tennis game? If you didn't make any money out of it, why not?
Oh, I didn't, and I guess I wasn't a massive tennis nut growing up, so I didn't really have a clue who Boris Becker was or
getting younger.
Yeah.
Can you beat your old man at tennis?
No, I'm actually a horrendous tennis player.
Is he still all right at tennis?
Yeah, no, he's still got it. He's obviously was pretty talented at it, so yeah, he likes to go up hit every now and then, and walks around the streets pretending, practicing his forearm and backhand.
It's like Hutto at SEM where he does his golf swings in the hallway. Is it great to have your old man at the footy club, or do you think sometimes, I just want to be here by myself?
That's a good question. Personally, my old man's always been around my football growing up, so it doesn't feel weird or different to me having him at the club. And I love just going into his office and bouncing a few things off him here and there. So, for me personally, I love having him there.
Do you still live at home?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
So you don't get a break, do you?
That's right. And I guess it can get a bit tricky when footy, father, you got to find that balance. So, yeah, I just got to remind him every now and then when he's got to be when
the
he's the list manager and when he's my father.
Well, you've got to lock yourself in the bedroom when you get
that's
home.
That's right, that's right.
Jack, thanks for being with us. Good luck for the D's tonight in your own. What round are you hoping to come back for?
I reckon Sydney's coming up. That's my goal. So we'll see how that goes.
All right. Well, best of luck with
Jack.
That. Thanks for being with us.
Star, mate.